The meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business that it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they may make at the meeting. Okay, item one. Any apologies? Sure.
So we have apologies from Councillors Gilbreath, Devlin, Gilbreath, Gibbons, Larkin, Lewis, McGuinness, McAteer, McAvoy, Selena Murphy, O'Hare, Riley, Taylor and Tinley.
Okay. Apart from those that read out, any other apologies from the floor? Councillor Rice, Councillor King.
And Councillor Jackson, Councillor Riley.
Councillor Jackson, Councillor Riley. And from the office.
Andy Patterson.
Okay, thanks very much. Yeah, on the chairperson's remarks, first I just want to, on behalf of the council, mention the sad passing of Micheál O'Moriarty, one of the legendary voices of Gaelic games, passion and distinctive commentary, brought the spirit of games to life for many, many supporters across a number of generations. He was the vice of GAA, and I think it would be appropriate, if there's agreement across the chamber, that we send a letter of condolence to his family on behalf of this council. I also want to thank Kerry Morrow and the officers for putting on the Nearie Wildlife in the Park event and the Nearie DEA councillors. I think it's a fantastic event and one that could be a staple in the calendar going forward. The weather was fantastic, but the amount of families that were out there on that Saturday morning, it was amazing to see and certainly something that can be built on. And it goes to show that when you come up with good ideas through the DEA structures, how you can get them into action and hopefully flourish for years to come. Now, Kerry did put in an awful lot of work for that event, so I wanted to personally mention her and the DEA Nearie Councillors today. I also want to recognise it was the 40th anniversary of Quinmurra, and I know there were other councillors that were at the event last week. Quinmurra is one of my nominated charities for the year ahead. The fantastic work that they do and the families that they helped positively change and restore hope for many families across this district over 40 years is simply remarkable. I just wanted that noted under the chairperson's remarks. I want to also congratulate all the local primary schools who took part in the Right to Food campaign. It was supposed to a competition that was held in St. Patrick last week, I think it was, and we had all the winners in here who had their posters displayed down in the reception area. Some fantastic drawings highlighting the campaign and the research that went into the campaign and the priorities of the campaign was really, really special. So I just want to acknowledge the winners from Primary 4. There was Jill McFerrin from St. Colum Hills Primary School. Primary 5 winners, Catherine Napier from Downpatrick Primary School. Primary 6 was Xavier Joseph from Our Lady and St. Pat's Primary School. And the Primary 7 winners were Poppy Bagley from St. Colum Hills Primary School, Abby Love from Our Lady and St. Pat's Primary School, Eliza Oakes from Our Lady and St. Pat's Bun School, from Lady and St. Pat's, and Enya Nelson from the Bun School. So congratulations to all those kids. They had a great day out here, and also to Councillor Conor Gilbreath, who brought the motion and held the competition. And to Super Value, I believe it was Eurospar. So it was Eurospar who sponsored the prizes. So congratulations to all those. Okay, also Down Triathlon Club, Councillor Gareth Jarvin would like to express the thanks to Frank Quinn and his teams for their help in sorting Audleystown Road ahead of Beyond the Wall event, where over 300 participants took part. So they took 5 tonnes of debris off the road, and Frank and his team was really, really helpful in getting that sorted. So to acknowledge them, and as I said in previous at the AGM, if anybody wants to take comments through the chairperson's remarks, just email me before the meeting, and I'll put your name to the comments, and anybody that has something in can say maybe a brief few words on it if they need as well. I also want to congratulate the Crisis Cafe for their extensive Youth Pride events and Neary Pride calendar is now being put together, and the artists should be out now this week, and it's set to be a very, very exciting event having that back in our district after a number of years of it being not taking place. So congratulations to the Crisis Cafe for all their events. We also want to acknowledge Paddy Duffy on his recognition for community and voluntary activism over many years. I was down in the Gateway on the first day that I was chairperson, and you know the work, we all know the work that goes on in the Gateway, but a lot of the work going on in there is because of the character and effort of Paddy Duffy, and huge congratulations that he's been recognised for that. And finally, I want to congratulate St Joseph's Convent Primary School, who are all county champions in the Common of Bonds Goal 11-a-side after defeating Carrick Primary School in Burren in the county final on Saturday past. I actually spoke to the headmistress of St Joseph's Convent Primary School at the Wildlife in the Park, and she was telling me all about the tournament and asked if we would congratulate the girls on their huge success in all county champions at the council meeting. So well done to all those involved. Okay, moving on to declarations of interest. Any declarations of interest?
None, Chair.
None. Okay, item 3 is the action sheet, rising from the council meeting held on the 3rd of June 2024. So, pages 1, 2, and 3. Any issues from the action sheet? No. Okay, can I get a proposal and seconder for the action sheet?
No proposed, Chair.
Yeah, proposed, Councillor Andrews. Yeah, use the microphone to propose, Terry, please. Okay, we can hear you. And can I get a seconder? The action sheet? Councillor Murphy. Thanks very much, Declan. Okay, item number 4 is the minutes of the AGM held on the 3rd of June 2024. And we go through it for accuracy, pages 1, pages 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Can I get a proposal and seconder? The AGM. Microphone.
Yep, proposed.
Councillor Finn, proposed. Can I get a seconder? Councillor Kate Murphy, to second. Okay, moving on to item number 5, the minutes of the council meeting held on the 3rd of June 2024. And again, for accuracy, we're going through it page by page. So we've got pages 1, 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. Okay, can I get a proposal and seconder for accuracy?
I propose.
Did I get that? Councillor Geraldine Cairns? Yep. And seconder?
Second.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Philip. Councillor Campbell. Okay. Right, Gareth.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's just the item, the minutes of the Audit Committee meeting held on the 23rd of May. The last council meeting I had inquired about the department's additional monies in relation to the flooding, and it was expressed at the time that there was no real clarity of how the remaining allocation will be spread or shared with the council to then pay out to the businesses that are impacted. Have we any further clarity of when we would expect such funding to be released by the department?
Emery?
Chair, no, we don't have any clarity yet on that. We're still working through processing the current calls, so we have asked and we're going to continue.
Chair, could I propose that we as a council would write to the department to express the frustration of time being taken? Because I'm sure, as some other councillors in this chamber attended the event, and I'm sure even in Newry as well, last week in relation to the flooding and the report that's been undertaken, but one of the biggest feedbacks was frustration of the process and the need for money to come out. So could I propose that we write to the department expressing the council's frustration on that?
Can we get a second up that?
To the chair, I'll only take that to second Councillor Sharman's proposal.
Okay, everybody content? Yep. Okay, no other issues on the council meeting?
Nope.
Okay, moving on to item 6, which is the minutes of the ERT, Economic Regeneration and Tourism Committee, held on the 10th of June 2024. So concern for accuracy first, we have pages 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. Can I get a proposal and second for accuracy? Councillor Bowsey, yep, proposed. Back on Councillor Cairns. Any matters arising from it? Any issues? I'm trying to go a wee bit slower on this because Lynn thought I went too fast through the committees the last time. Sharpen the pen tonight. Okay. No issues. Happy enough to move on then to item 7, which is the minutes of Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee held on the 13th of June 2024. So true for accuracy again. We've got pages 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6 and page 7. Yeah, proposal and second. That was Aidan Mathers. Aidan, you proposed to Councillor Mathers. Can I get a second for somebody that was at the committee? Councillor Sharpen. Go ahead, Callum, Councillor Lindsay.
In relation to the Peace Plus theme 1.3, notwithstanding the concerns Councillor O'Reilly has already highlighted about this in the SPNR committee, there was also some discussion about the Ulster Scots review that the council is currently undertaking, and we have an update on its progress and a timescale. Obviously, the Ulster Scots Community Network are insisting that the council is currently not fulfilling its statutory obligations in relation to Ulster Scots, and every month that passes, therefore, isn't good that these aren't being met. Also, can the council confirm that it is willing to establish an Ulster Scots forum after having previously said last year when this was requested that it wouldn't be establishing any more task groups?
Yeah, just on that point first, before I go to officers, at the SPNR committee, we had a proposal seconder to bring that proposal into the Quality and Good Relations Forum, which hasn't sat since SPNR. It comes to full council to get ratified first as the direction of travel to go, and then that report and piece of work will be picked up by the Quality and Good Relations Forum, and it's in here in the proposal to establish the formation of a new Ulster Scots Forum. So that will be on the agenda at that next meeting. It can't be held before it's ratified at full council, so it's just a way of information. Is the officer out and add them that, Josephine?
This is something that the Colin Moffat will be taking forward, so Mr. Byrne, sorry, is absolutely right in that. We have to go through the process in the Equality and Good Relations Forums next. So it is something that's been brought forward. The Chief Executive and myself also met with the Ulster Scots Agency the last number of months. To listen to what the work they were doing and our council area is being brought forward by others, and you will see brought forward to the meeting.
Councillor Bowsey.
I think the report is likely to be brought for full council before the end of the year.
Sure, we wouldn't preempt. We'll allow the.
That'd be enough, Callum. And the Quality and Good Relations will be sitting, I think, from the last date, be in around the August, month of August. So it'll be on the agenda there, and then discussions. It'll come back to committee, depending on how the discussions go with that through SPNR. Any other matters arising on SPNR? No? Okay, moving on to item 8, which is the Minutes of Active and Healthy Communities Committee, held on the 17th of June 2024. And we have, for accuracy, pages 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, well, maybe 7, you're 6 and 7, page 7, Sorry, it is 7, yes. It's 7. Yeah, can I get a proposal and second for accuracy? AHC. Opposed, Councillor Andrews?
Sorry.
Councillor Murphy. Councillor Young, just when you're coming in, just hit your light so it comes on. I'll take them in order as it comes on the screen in front of me. Any matters arising from AHC?
Councillor.
Who did?
Councillor Andrews.
Oh, there you go. Councillor Young. Councillor Young to second then. So we've proposed up from Councillor Kate Murphy and Councillor Helene Young. Okay, any matters arising on AHC? Nope. Okay, moving on to item 9. Minutes of Sustainability and Environment Services Committee held on the 19th of June 2024. And going through for accuracy, we've got pages 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8. Propose and seconder for accuracy, somebody that was at the committee.
I'm only too happy to propose that there's an accurate record of the proceedings that took place.
Thanks, Councillor Andrews. Seconder?
I'll second.
Yeah, thanks, Geraldine, Councillor Cairns. Any issues or matters arising? Councillor Andrews?
Through the chair, Sinead, has there been any acknowledgement back from the DERA regarding our response, the council's response to the consultation, or is it early days yet regarding what they're proposing to do regarding collections and all? Thank you.
Yeah.
Through the chair, the consultation response submitted on Thursday past, so it's just a bit early yet to get any feedback on that.
Okay, thanks. Councillor Clark. Oh, it's in front of me, yeah. Councillor Clark.
Thanks, Chair. Just page 2, item about the Irish Open parking provision. I'd like to thank Councillor Rowan for raising the concerns of the meeting. The point is that for the shoppers coming to town in the business community, if we give hand over the entire Donner or Downs Road Park, it'll leave no availability for local shoppers. And I have concerns about that. And within the paper, it does talk about that discussions will be held. I'd just like to ask the director what discussions has taken place.
Councillor Clark. Yeah, Conor.
Chair, yes, the discussions are ongoing, and I was in discussion with the DP World Tour today as well. So we hope to have further discussion during the week, and they're finalising their proposals around traffic management, car parking, and park and ride facilities. So I hope to be in a position towards the end of this week to have more detail.
Okay, thanks, Conor. Thanks, Councillor Clark. Is there any way of disseminating that information around the councillors, given that we've no committee meetings until August?
I've made a proposal to the tour that they maybe when they get the transport plan and the parking and the park and ride plans approved, that they would come and share them with members and have a discussion around the implications during the event.
Okay. Happy with that, Willie? Yeah. Thanks for that. Any other issues on SME? Nope. Okay, moving on to item 10, which is the correspondence report. Now, we have a number of items of correspondence here. Obviously, I'm going to take them all together, but I'm going to take if anybody has any comments that they want to make to state the item of correspondence that they're speaking to. I'm aware that some of those items of correspondence have decisions in them or other councillors asking us to back them on a certain position, so I will take them separately, but I'm going to open up to the floor for comments first on the items of correspondence. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. If I get the second number wrong, I'm sacking myself as a manager. 11. I've got it wrong. 11. Any comments on the correspondence? No? Okay, can I get a proposal on seconder? Yep, to note. Yeah, of course, Linda. Yep. Yeah, sorry, Councillor Truesdale, yeah. Okay, I'll take that in a second, Councillor Hannan.
Just in relation to the letter that came through from, I think it's North Down, about the bins, about
yeah, the one in Salmouth, yeah.
Yeah, we sort of thought that that's a bit generic and it would need to be tailored down a wee bit, because we have to acknowledge the residents in the district who potentially, for example, can't bring their bin round. They have to like actually pull it through their house. So we wouldn't want to see the likes of them being penalised just because of the layout of where they live. So, like, are we agreeing as a council to agree to this without any kind of further discussion, or what could we do? Could we bring it into sustainability and environment for further sort of debate on it or clarity?
Yeah, are you happy to make that as a proposal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the item of correspondence that I was speaking about on the bins that has a decision in there. Can I get a second now for that proposal? It's obviously to have more discussion around this. Obviously, with the way our bins are collected and if they're missed, we tell people to leave them on the pavements. Yeah. Then we're talking about fining them for leaving them on the pavements for a certain period. We do want to back up other councils, but different areas have different systems. So I think it needs a wee bit more discussion before we send a letter back to the council.
Sure, we can take a report through the F&E committee in relation to that matter. So.
Okay. Can I get a seconder for Councillor?
Yeah, I'm happy to second.
Oh, Councillor Hart. So, yeah, I have to go with the lights. The lights are on. Okay, Councillor Andrews.
Thanks so much, Chair. And just the light bulb come on there in relation. I just was looking at the response from Minister for Tourism and Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, et cetera, about the tourism strategy. And I'm just wondering, in light of the correspondence that was received on the 14th, we sent on the 14th of May, will there be any further discussions around the response that came from the Minister in Dublin regarding the tourism strategy, you know, etc. Thank you.
Yeah, Terry, what? Just want to pick up where the letter is here.
I think it's Appendix 4, Chair. Yeah, sorry, should have myself clear there regarding the letter from the Minister, from the Private Secretary to the Minister for Tourism in Dublin.
Sure. Members will recall I had said that Minister Murphy had said that he would meet with a delegation of reps. So I would suggest that we build this into that delegation and have a discussion.
Hello, thank you very much for the reply, Mary, and Chair, for letting me in.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. Yeah, there's a lot more work to do on that, and obviously we had a response to that back last year as well from the southern counterparts and from the ministers. But trying to get everybody into the one room to discuss this, and obviously the stakeholders in tourism in the north as well. So, yeah, a lot more work to be done on that. I just want to check this. Any other issues on correspondence? Just want to make a brief comment, just on the one to welcome the letter back from the Department of Infrastructure. And also from the Department of Finance and the Roads motion that I brought last month. There is an acknowledgement, and actually in black and white there, that both ministers support a multi-year budget, and hopefully we can get to that once the election's over and we get into a new financial five-year term. That would be quite promising. Obviously, there are issues around the budget that they have now and the type of work that can be done. But obviously after the election, there's some of these items of correspondence that have issues that we got back, generic responses saying that we can't give you an adequate response because we're in an election period and we don't have that information, particularly the one that came from the department over in the UK government. So I think those ones, we need to do a wee bit more work and get more correspondence on that, especially the UK one, to write back after the election, because it doesn't actually address the issue because it's an election period. So, is everybody content with that? Yeah, can I get a proposal and second? So it was Councillor Truesdale to propose. Yeah.
I'll second, Chair.
Councillor Andrews to second. Okay. Item 11 is the car parking strategy and notice of motion. And this will be deferred under 16.1.6, standing orders to the Strategic Finance Working Group to do up a paper and have a wider discussion on it. But it's a joint motion in from Councillors Feehan and Mathers, so I'm going to ask Councillor Feehan to read just the motion in.
Thanks, Chair. So the motion is that this Council recognises concerns in relation to car parking across the district, and we call therefore for a new parking strategy to be developed by Council for the Newry Morningtown District. This strategy should consider and prioritise the provision of adequate levels of car parking for the district, the introduction of one-hour free on-street parking in Newry, the retention of existing free car parking spaces in Newry City Centre, review the introduction of 1 hour free parking at council parking sites, the identification and evaluation of waste ground and sites currently owned by council that could be made available for car parking, park and share, or park and ride, partnership working with government departments to explore the potential for development of bespoke car parking sites, including multi-storey facilities where viable, the review of seasonal passes to ensure an affordable offering for local service users, and a robust communication plan and engagement process with the public, including commuters, retailers and business owners. And I'd like to thank Councillor Mathers for working with me on this. Thanks very much, Chair.
Yeah, thanks. Councillors Feehan and Mathers for that. As I say, that'll go to SFWG. Do we have a date in the diary for the next SFWG? Because I'm conscious that notice of motion to try we get to the next meeting. We don't have a date in the diary yet.
No.
Okay. If we can get that out as soon as possible. Yeah, thanks very much for your attention this evening. That concludes the meeting. I hope you all enjoy the next 2 or 3 days on the campaign trail. Don't enjoy it too much. All right, safe home.